Well, as you may have heard in our news bulletin earlier, a number of price increases come into effect today, including a rise in the cost of petrol and diesel. This rise follows the government decision to restore excise rates, which were cut following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. From this morning, petrol costs 4 cents extra a litre, diesel it goes up by 3 cents, and marked gas oil by 1.5%. A further increase is due in August. Joining us on the line is Ger Hyland, who's the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Now, many people will be aware of what was coming today, even if they don't necessarily welcome it. Is it fair to say that this move had been well signalled?
It has been signalled, yes, but we've been calling on the government to revisit and have a look at it, because the cost of fuel has a huge impact on our transport businesses and our transport companies. It's going to put a 1% on the basket, on the shopping basket every week. We, as a country, we're on the periphery of Europe. The cost of getting our goods to and from market has never been as high. We're at a distinct disadvantage to the mainland Europe. Our tolls have gone up already twice this year. The government coffers were never as full. We're facing down the barrel of an election in the next year. We would have thought that the government would have kicked this can down the road because of the inflationary effect it's going to have.
Mm-hmm. The government argument, as I'm sure you know, is that the price of fuel is far lower than when the cut was introduced. So they say that this reduction in excise duty, that it's no longer necessary.
Well, the price of fuel may be somewhat lower than when the cut was introduced, but the price of fuel now in our nearest neighbour, Northern Ireland, is now on a par or cheaper than it is here. So we're going to be encouraging fuel tourism, and it's going to have an effect on the economy here.
If your members are paying more for fuel, is it inevitable that this extra cost will be passed on to customers and ultimately to the general public?
Oh, absolutely. Our members are struggling. They have been struggling. We're in a very low margin industry. So this has a huge knock-on effect to our members. So immediately it will be seen in the shopping basket. We use approximately 14 million litres of fuel a week here in Ireland. We're currently paying 5 taxes on that. There's 7.84 million euros a week going into the government coffers from our industry, from the transport sector. With the increase that that's been put back on it today and in August, that's going to rise to 8.68 million. It's huge in the scheme of things.
According to the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue, if the government didn't make this change, it would have to find the money elsewhere. Do you accept that?
I don't at the minute in the present situation, because we're being told that the government coffers were never as good. They never had the type of money that they have now. So I don't accept that, no.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. That was Ger Hyland. He's the president of the Irish Road Haulage Association.